This is it. Our favourite time of the week. This is Triple M Footy.
It's a reach.
Try to the Warriors. The Knights on the attack.
Here come the Titans.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Triple M Footy.
Okay, let's do it. Round 19 of the NRL. And, of course, this weekend, Jacko's joining us live in the studio. You look like you're about to mug somebody wearing a Triple M beanie.
Mate, I first saw you with it on. It looked like a West Tigers beanie.
I know.
Under the same colours, but no.
It's a Triple M one.
Yeah, well, yeah, Jay said, would you like one? I said, no. And he went, oh, we'll stuff you there.
I
said, well,
I didn't say stuff you. It was an expletive.
No, but, yeah.
can we just...
But my head's too big.
No, it fits you. It suits you.
There you look like Noddy.
What about you, Brad Brody?
Don't even start.
My father always said to me, when I played football, I'd come off the field and had my socks down. He said, I don't care if you can't play this game. You pull your socks up and look like you can play it. So when you go to do this, you've got to look the part.
Oh, I've got the tux ready to go.
Righto.
Oh, by the way, that's happening tonight now, not Saturday night. So more on that coming up in a few minutes' time anyway. So
can we just address something? What the hell are you doing with shorts on a day like today?
It's freezing. Today.
Jesus.
And thongs. Shorts and thongs.
And thongs. Oh my God.
I'm a dead set Queenslander. Mate, well, we were just talking about it. When I was down in Canberra, mate, I'd ride my push bike to Fishwick from Queanbeyan to Fishwick for work at 3 o'clock in the morning. And at the moment, it's -5. So I got to experience them temperatures. And cold doesn't. See, I've got plenty of blubber. You know what whales have? Yeah, I've got plenty of that.
Oh, yeah, no.
Keeps me warm, mate.
Some of us are the same, yeah. But.
Man, Dave gets around in a t-shirt. I can't handle it half the time.
So. Just the legs got to be covered up, otherwise, it just gets too cold. Oh, my God, they're white.
How white are your legs, Jack?
You could land planes with those sticks.
You're killing me. All right, let's get into round 19 of the NRL. Right.
Okay, tonight's game. So you've got the Raiders to beat Para. Friday's game's the Roosters over the Knights. The big one for us here in North Queensland, the Cowboys are home to the Storm. That's going to be a tough ask for the boys.
Is. What do you reckon? What do you reckon, mate?
Look, I love my Cowboys.
You'd say by one. No, don't say anything else. By one will do.
Yeah.
Just by one.
By one point.
You were just going to come up and say something about the man shake.
Yeah, well, you got the
shaggy,
Storm.
Shaggy, shaggy, shaggy. Look at that sitting over in the corner.
You're distracted.
Squirrel.
Saturday's games.
Wow, I love that.
The Rabbitohs to beat the Warriors. This is always the favourite for Western Suburbs Magpies fans. And you used to play for the Magpies.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's Manly versus Tigers. It's the Silvertails versus the Fibros.
That's
high
it.
High fives all around.
The poor old Magpies. The Silvertails used to pinch all their Magpies. They took Les Boyd.
Yeah.
Remember, that was where it started. And when I played for West, they'd bring the old fellas in the dressing shed before the game.
Yeah.
And they used to show their passion and emotion about what they... Because there was always fisticuffs straight away.
Yeah.
These days you won't see it, but I'm sure that emotion will still be there.
Yeah, I'm disgusted you got Manly over that game, though.
I have.
Panthers versus the Broncos. You've gone the Panthers and Sunday's games. The Titans over the Dragons. And you've gone the Bulldogs to beat the Sharks.
There we go. The Doggies, they went all right last week. They nearly got there. Mm. But, they're ready for another win.
That's round 19. There's a lot of push to get an NRL game here in Mackay at the moment. Have you seen a lot of and heard a lot about that at the moment, too?
Yes, yes. So wouldn't that be beautiful?
Well, I think it's been a few years since we've had our last one, so...
Yeah, that would have been when Benny Barber set up that full of the length of the field try.
That's right, yeah.
That was against the Storm.
Dogs and Storm. That was a good match. Great so match. Many people there,
and,
too.
And I got Craig Bellamy asked if I could, talk to his side, a little motivational chat to his side.
I went,
I'll have a chat to him. Anyway, they lost that game. Then they lost the next four. And I rung Craig up. I talked to Craig. I never said a thing. I talked to Craig years. I said, Craig, you know that time you got me to talk to your boys in Mackay? And he said, yeah. I said, did you know you lost the next five games? He went, fair dinkum. You'll never talk to my fellas again. He said, but they end up winning the grand final that year.
See, there's always a setup.
I plateaued them. Yeah, I plateaued them. They needed to pull their heads out of the clouds.
Because even when you have a loss doesn't mean that you're a loser. It just means you're setting up for the next win, you know? It's
totally right. Mm.
Unless you're the Tigers. And a loss is just a loss. Oh. It's not setting up for anything.
There's a few of us there, by the way.
I shouldn't take the pee out of you anymore because I know how it feels to be on the losing end of a team now.
We're all amongst it.
Yeah, I know. It's not great. Yeah.
Well, let's call an upset for Friday night. The Cowboys to beat the Storm.
I'm hoping that's going to be the case.
Well,
the action.
You know, that's why you always have a second team.
Yeah, that is my second team.
And mine would just have to be the Storm.
That is my second team.
There we go.
All the action here on Triple M. Jacko, it's always good to see you, mate. Thank
you. Cheers, boys.
Hey, we just mentioned there's a change to Dave's performance tonight, Dave Arotti. It's happening tonight instead of Saturday night now.
Yeah.
There's been a change in plans.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, this would be hard to adjust to, wouldn't it, Dave?
Oh, it's terrible.
You know, it's a whole 24 hours.
I know.
You could have got it spot on in 2 days, but tonight it's just going to fail.
He was going to fail anyway. Let's face it. The action and the details coming up after this here at Triple M.